I listen to my body, and it speaks to me and tells me I am whole. I listen to my body, and it speaks to me and tells me that I am whole. Why does my body tell me I am whole? My body tells me I am whole because that's my reality. That's my reality. That's who I am. I am whole and perfect. My body tells me I'm whole and perfect, and I live in my wholeness and my perfection. I live in that reality of who I am, because that's all that I am. That's all that I know. That's all that I understand. And as that's all that I understand, that's all that I experience. So when I live in this awareness of who I am, then that is my reality. That is my total beingness. That is all that I am and all that I can ever be. But I have to make the decision of that reality that I am. I have to make the decision that that is who I am. Now, when I look at myself, do I look at myself and say, I have aches and pains? If I do, then truly I have aches and pains. If I look at myself and I say, I'm whole and perfect, I like me, I like me, I like me, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Oh, my goodness, we say this all the time, don't we? And when I look at myself and I say I'm whole and perfect, then I am. My body speaks to me. As I listen to it, I am whole. My body speaks to me, and as I listen to it, I am whole. So, I walk along on my meditation path. I'm going up and down the mountains here in Southern California, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Some days it's hot, some days it's cold, some days it's rainy, and some days it's dry. But it's always beautiful because I say that it's beautiful. And as I walk along, I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect right now. And as I say that, I begin to experience what it means to be whole and perfect. I begin to experience what it means to be fantastic. I begin to experience what it means to be in a whole body. Because what I am calling forth from my inner self is my reality. I'm calling forth my wholeness from my inner self. I'm calling forth my reality from my inner self, and nothing else makes any difference in the world, because that's what it is. I listen to my inner self, and I am whole. My body speaks to me. My body speaks to me, and as I listen to my body, I am whole and perfect. Now, there are times when feelings of ache or pain or hurt or something comes through my body. And if I give it more than a fleeting attention, even the fleeting attention is too much. But if I give it more than a fleeting attention, I am endorsing that problem as mine. And I don't want to endorse any problem as mine other than wholeness and perfection. And so, should any fleeting experience come through my mind, which is negative, I immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. I live my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I say this, and I say this just the same way when I say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer to every circumstance of my life. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer to every question I have of myself. I know that I know that I know. So I say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. My body speaks to me. And when it speaks to me, it says, hey, you're not thinking of me, you're whole and perfect. You're letting other thoughts come in. Is that what you want in your life? Not on your tin type. The only thoughts that I want in my life are the thoughts of wholeness and perfection, the thoughts of goodness and the thoughts of truth, and the thoughts of what reality I am. Yes, that's it. That's it. Now, we have the opportunity to make the stocks go up and down according to our desire. We have the opportunity to create negativity in our world about us in any area, and in the world of living, in the world of eating foods. We say before we take our meal, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And it is. It's filled with love, and it's good for my body. And as long as I taste any food that is on the table for me, it's filled with love and good for my body. And I put that cause into motion. I put that attitude into mind, and I bring it forth in my mind. I bring it forth in my attitude. Now, many times we are served things that are different than what we're accustomed to. And we say, oh, that's a different taste. That's a different attitude of mind. And instead of doing that, we say, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. When we say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, no matter what the taste, we ignore the taste. We don't eat something that's not good for us, but we don't create ourselves eating things that are not good for us. But if you eat a hamburger and the hamburger tastes like it's too well done, or the hamburger tastes like it's not quite done enough, you say, this food is healthy for my body and I'm filled with love. When you eat an apple and the apple is too ripe, you can throw it away. When you're eating an apple, if the apple is just right, that's what you say about yourself all the time. I always eat perfect apples. I always eat perfect apples. I always eat perfect apples because every apple I eat is perfect. It is ripe to perfection. It is absolutely marvelous. It's tender and yet it's firm. It's good and delicious. When I eat a hamburger, it's always done just perfect under medium heat. And it's wonderful for me. And I love it, I love it, I love it. And as I eat it, I don't even have to put any sauces on it. I don't have to put salt and pepper on it. I don't have to put any spices on it, any ketchup or mustard. I eat it pure and simple. No bun, just an ideally done hamburger. Now, there are many people who say, well, we should be eating vegetarian foods or organic foods and things like that. Well, go right ahead. But that veggie food that you're eating, that organic food that you're eating, it too is ideal. It is done to perfection. It is ideal in every way. And every apple you pick out of your bin, you have polished and you have enjoyed. And it is born of veggie birth and perfect in every way, shape, and form. It's ideal. Our body knows what to do. My body speaks to me. It speaks to me. And I create within my body all of the things that are making it wonderful for me. And I know all the things that are ideal for me to eat. I know all the things that are wonderful and uplifting to me to have. And it's great indeed. And as I go to the refrigerator, I open the door, and what do I find? I find it's packed full of wonderful foods. Wonderful things that